So here is Otaku USA, August 2023. I wish, right? What? Like to see the future. What will happen in 2023? Yeah, go to the stock market. Anyway, so yeah, this is the cover. Wow. Call of the Night. We talked about this a couple of months ago. In fact, in November, when we do our Vampire Month. And this is one of the best animes I have seen about vampires. But let's talk about that later. Here it is. I can smell it. It smells amazing. Recycled paper. Toilet paper. No. Oh, wow. Nothing. Forget it. So if you're new here, welcome. I just talk real quick about the magazine. Not everything, but what really got my attention. So from here, let me show you real quick the editorial. On the left, you see the people that really made the contributors for this. Your name is not there. Nah, it will be pretty soon. Yeah, right. So here we go to what they call, on page 8, Otaku Arsenal. Look at that Pokemon Warlord plush. Everybody's going crazy buying plushies from Pokemon. In fact, we got one, but not this one. This one is actually $420, so you'll probably buy another thing with that money, like a PlayStation or a Xbox One Series.
Yeah.
But hey, whatever makes your arsenal of otaku amazing, buy whatever you want. From there, we'll go to the Studio Ghibli on next page. Look at that. It looks like figures that it will come out on a Happy Meal in McDonald's.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's only like barely $10, so I might call my contacts over there in Japan to see if I can buy one of those, because I'm a huge Studio Ghibli fan, and it would be nice to have something from Studio Ghibli besides, you know, postcards or notebooks. I really like to have something physical. It would be nice. That's my take. From there, page 10, we have a Naruto figure, but it doesn't say the price. Nah, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Let's move on. I wanted to show you this one, Sea Hunter Movie and TV Special Collection. Looks like the 80s. In fact, it's from the 80s. Yeah, that guy looks like Maishuni Koku's character. It does. The good old days. The good old days in the 80s and 90s. Yeah, I believe it was when not too many people knew about anime the way they do now. Oh, you're complaining. I'm not complaining, but, you know, I'm going to tell you something, my friend, my gamer friend. No, check this out. A couple of days ago, a family member, 5-year-old, went to my house visiting, and you know my Goku figure that I have in the room?
Yeah.
So he looked at it, and he goes like, oh, that's from Minecraft, from Fortnite.
I don't get it.
He thought that Goku was from Fortnite, so I was like, no, man, this is from anime. No, that's from Fortnite. I was like, ugh. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, people now, forget it. Let's continue with the magazine. Check this one out. My Life as Inukai-san's Dog. I really want to see this one. I wonder why. Just look at the pictures, people. It's just a person that becomes a dog. And yeah, like that movie from Netflix, that the girl transforms into a cat. Oh, Whisker Way. It's just something like that. We haven't done the preview. Yeah, we're going to do it later. But anyway, we really want to see this one. And then they did a review on The Vampire Diaries in No Time 2. We talked about the first one. This one is very, very good. I really like it. If you're, again, into vampires, you should see this one. They probably took your reviews and start writing about it. You know what? I have a good feeling they might. But what I really like about the magazine is actually the manga's review. What they do after the manga is in circulation for a couple of weeks or a month, they bring you the point of view, you know, the review, hence the review. For example, we have here Doomsday with My Dog. What caught my attention was that they first published it on Twitter and eventually became a manga. That was pretty cool. The works of Tatsuki Fujimoto before Chainsaw Man, the creator of Chainsaw Man, his work. Also very interesting to check that out. And from there, we go to... Wait, we're live.
Yeah, right.
They also bring you a manga previews. And from this month, we have turned the magazine around and you're going to see Minami's Lover and I Fell for Joshi. Minami's Lover is a girl that shrinks herself and now lives with, I believe it's his boyfriend. I don't remember. I read it a couple of hours ago and already forgot about it. The one that says I Fell for Fuyoshi is a boy that falls in love with this girl, and when he is going to confess, she understands that he fell in love with a guy. So in a way, it's sort of like a boy love manga, but it's not. Although the pictures look like him, like a boy love. It looks good for painting. Okay. Yeah, you can paint it. Why not?
Yeah,
you sure nice. Thank you. What else they got here? Oh, this one, Lycoris Recoil,
season 2 is coming pretty soon.
Yeah, they announced it.
Yeah. But we might wait for the second season and then do this one.
Maybe.
Okay, so moving on. The great pictures, by the way. Mm-hmm. So here we are. Call of the Night, Love at First Bite. This anime is really amazing, spectacular, otacular, whatever you want to call it. We covered it on November when it's Vampire Month here in the podcast. And let me tell you, the characters, the side characters, the story, the music, the colors, the cinematography, this anime is something else. And what really upset me is that they didn't cover too much about that on the article. In fact, if you look at it, even though it's on the cover, it's barely one page. I mean, the other pages are just pictures enlarged and that's it. Nothing about music or that the delusional otaku talk about it and did an amazing review. Yeah, she's gonna mention that. Yeah. But anyway, if you're into animes of vampire, like I say, The Vampire Dies in No Time, they recommend it here. She also recommend, when I say she is the writer of the article, she recommend Hellsight Ultimate, very good. Shinki, I have not seen it. We might see it this year. Vampire Night, we saw it. Yeah, I honestly didn't like it too much. So I would not recommend you that one. Yes, the colors are amazing. They're spectacular. Zero Night. I mean, Zero is one of my favorite characters. But the story at the end is going to leave you like, really? Really? But yeah. By the way, we're watching Interview with a Vampire. Oh my God, it's spectacular. Can't wait to talk about that one. Okay, so Daki, they have game reviews. You want to talk about it?
Real quick.
Sure. So here we have another Final Fantasy game that I might not play. We have Persona 4 and Persona 3, like a mixed revival, and I have not played 5 yet, so I cannot play this one. What? Yeah. Little Gator game, it looks like that Ape Escape game, so I might play this one, looks good. If they buy it, of course, because... And that's it. Cosplay USA, my friend. Cosplay USA, I realize these articles, the pictures, they are not any more sexualized like they used to, and I really criticize them about it, and they heard me. Yeah, right. So great picture, man. You have to put a lot of effort to do this, so great job, guys. And on the last page, they do remembering Leiji Matsumoto. I believe Neo Magazine also covered this.
Yeah,
and they put his work, and yeah, pretty sad, but yeah. And that's the magazine.
Amazing.
I cannot wait now to start doing great things with this magazine. I really like to cut it. And
yeah, I know.
But I'm going to paint.
You're going to paint?
You know what? Sure, why not? Thank you for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.